State regulators are asking the operator of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline to offer more proof that new tugboats being built for Prince William Sound are up to the job of preventing major oil spills. Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
In late February, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation wrote that information submitted so far is unacceptable, and the very limited data the department has received indicates that substantial vessel design deficiencies may exist. Pete LaPella works for the department in Valdez.
If we weren't concerned, we wouldn't be having this discussion with them in this letter.
The department oversees the oil spill prevention and response system set up after the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster in Prince William Sound. That system calls for the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, which operates the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, to maintain a fleet of tugboats to escort oil tankers through the sound, as well as barges that can respond in case of a spill. Last year, Alyeska announced plans to switch contractors for the first time, bringing in the Louisiana-based company Edison Schuest Offshore, which is building new vessels to replace the current older fleet. But LaPella says the state hasn't received information proving those new boats can operate in Alaska, especially in the winter. And he says it's unclear what kind of testing has been done to confirm the vessels can handle the sound.
And that's what we're trying to do, is work with industry to make sure that what they're doing is going to be in the best interest for the state of Alaska.
The state is echoing concerns raised last month by the region's official oil spill watchdog group. In testimony before the Alaska legislature on Wednesday, Alyeska President Thomas Barrett expressed some frustration with regulators, saying the department hasn't been clear about what it needs. But he said Alyeska and Edison Schuest are confident their plans will pass muster.
And we're asking, quite frankly, with DC, we've said, give us the list of what you think you need to have and when you have it, and we'll get it to them.
The companies plan to have the new vessels in place by July of next year. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.